The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're on the summer tour, News Talk, officially on tour for the next few months, and we get to kick things off in The Hard Shoulder. I'm coming to you live today from Castle Martyr Resort and Spa. I say live from Castle Martyr, we're actually down the road. We've escaped the hotel and we're in beautiful Ballycotton, a part of the world I have to confess that I don't actually know that well, but a man who does is with me. Gerry O'Byrne is the skipper with Ballycotton Sea Adventures. Gerry, listen, thanks a million for joining us here. We've a few seagulls, I think, I hear in the background joining us as well, and plenty of stuff happening here on the pier. It's a busy little place.
It is, yeah. I mean, there's quite a few lobster boats now, and most of them are landing today, so, you know, they're selling their catch. They usually do on a Wednesday, and so today is a busy day.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to a fellow who's still making a living kind of out fishing at the moment. You spent a lot of time doing that. That was...
Yeah, all my life, basically. Well, I was 14 years a lighthouse keeper, and then I retired and became a fisherman.
Where were you a lighthouse keeper?
All over the coast, really. My final 2 years were on the Fastest Rock.
What was that like?
Pretty interesting. Yeah. Wild spot.
Nerve-wracking at times?
Well, the way it looks as it was, it stood there for over 100 years. It's hardly going to fall now.
Well, that's about it. Sometimes you could look at it maybe when you were there.
No.
And tell me about Ballycotton Sea Adventures then.
Well, basically, we have an angling boat, which is out of commission at the moment, but... mainly lighthouse tours, you know. We take 10 passengers at a time with a guide out to the lighthouse. And the guide takes them up. They're there for about 2 hours. And then we collect them again, and it's to and fro. Like, you know, if it's busy, you're constantly in and out, like, you know.
I mean, Ballycotton, how busy does it get in the summer? Height of summer, good weather?
Oh, very busy with tourists, yeah. Very, very busy. This pier's like a car park at times, and it can be quite hectic here, you know.
So you mentioned, Gerry, you said something kind of the lobster boats and stuff, and that you had made a living for a time after lighthouse keeping on the water. How far back do you have to go before there was a lot of people who could make their living fishing?
Oh, it's come back a good many years. You know, salmon fishing was a big thing here as well. And of course, salmon fishing finished, and, you know, a lot of lads just packed up fishing at that time, you know. It's pretty hard to make a living now with lobsters and crab, you know. The market is not good, and... especially for crab at the moment. So, you know, there was very good money made out of salmon fishing. But that day has gone, unfortunately, you know.
Well, listen, thanks a million for chatting to us, Gerry. We appreciate it. Well, right beside us here, actually, is one of those men that Gerry mentions, who is still making a living off the sea, Joe Walsh, from Pelona Seafoods. I got the pronunciation right, Joe. Listen, thanks a million for joining us.
No problem.
So when I say making a living off the sea, tell us, what is the business?
Yeah, so look, I mean, I suppose I'm born and bred in Ballycotton. You know, brought up in the fishing industry all my life. Ballycotton Seafood would have been our original family business. I branched off myself about maybe 10 years ago. So I'm an owner of 5 fishing vessels, spread across kind of the south coast, 2 operating out of Ballycotton here. You know, we're handling all of that fish, amongst other boats as well, local boats here in Ballycotton, again, across the south coast as well. And we're grading and packing for both national and international markets.
Okay, international. Where's it going?
France, Spain, UK, Belgium, a little bit into Italy as well. And then obviously nationally then as well.
And tell me, I mean, to make a living at it, do you need to be operating at a scale like that these days? Is the kind of the day of kind of the one man, one trawler?
Well, I think, to be honest, you know, I suppose probably similar in many industries, really, you know, like being almost a medium size is quite difficult, you know. So I think you're either kind of in the large scale or you're kind of a one-man operation, you know. I think the small boats here, I think Gerry spoke about earlier on, you know, I mean, they're making a living here, you know, but like when you get into that kind of middle-sized boat, you know, like the smaller boats here are kind of in around maybe 8, 9, 10 meters, you know, when you get into the 15, 16 meters, it's difficult. But then go to the bigger boat, you know, you can battle a little bit better weather,
yeah.
You know, you're kind of your false fight here with the weather today.
Yeah, it looks like a lovely job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like France or Spain at the moment.
There's a reason there's an RNLI station.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, you know, the elements are definitely against you, you know, when you are in a smaller boat. But yes, like, I mean, to answer your question, is there a living to be made? Yes, of course. It's, you know, it's a hard job. It's something that you have to be kind of brought up on. You know, but like everybody that's here from the village, you know, are part of the ethos of the fishing industry, you know.
Is it an industry we don't make the most of in Ireland?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you know, just, you know, from my own perspective, we're probably exporting about maybe 85% of the fish that we catch here, which, you know, when you think about it, is criminal. But that said, you know, I mean, I suppose we've, you know, the industry, or sorry, the eating habits of people here in this country now has definitely changed to a more healthier lifestyle and whatnot. But, you know, I suppose comparing to our European counterparts, you know, kind of like our meat is their fish almost, you know, which is a pity, really, because we have the freshest of fish at our own doorstep,
yeah,
and probably don't avail of it, you know, as we should, really.
Maybe it's kind of a thing that all, you know, size is a relative thing or scale. People who live half an hour inland in Ireland, they kind of think they're so far away from the sea, why would I be eating seafood?
Yeah, but, you know, I suppose, like, I mean, we live in an entirely different world, you know. Like, I mean, you can get something in from China within 24 hours. Surely, be the God, a guy up the road for an hour, you know, can avail of whatever he wants to be availed of. But yeah, like, I mean, I suppose, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. I think the education around the fishing industry in Ireland is far different to fellow European countries, you know. Like, I mean, they know how to cook it. They're better equipped at it. You know, you speak to the, you know, your typical housewife or house husband these days, you know, I mean, the education of being able to prepare fish is not really there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when they go into the fishmonger, they're always saying, oh, I don't want any bones and skin and stuff like that. Whereas in France and Spain, they want the whole fish, you know. So that's probably, you know, a step that we're getting a little bit closer to. But, you know, at the moment, I think the housewife and the household, you know, is a little bit caught in the education of fish, yeah, really, you know, especially where it comes from. And, you know, I mean, it's a tough industry.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive my ignorance now asking this question. Are there busier times a year for you, or just kind of idiot change what you're catching?
Yeah, so I suppose not, like, I mean, busier. I mean, obviously, look, when the weather's in days like this, you know, you've all boats out fishing, right? And, you know, I suppose when the weather is a little bit more settled and calmer at sea, you know, fishing can be, you know, historically much better. In terms of that, I mean, there's different seasons for different species. At the moment, I mean, our own boats are gillnetting. They're primarily on monkfish and turbot and hake at the moment. And the trawlers are kind of predominantly on prawns at the moment. But then come the end of the summer, they kind of change over to a lot more whitefish, haddock, monkfish, megrims, all that kind of stuff. So, like, look, different times of the year, but I mean, we're very weather pendant.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. You know, if we've got good weather, we've got good fish.
So listen, good weather today. So yes, hopefully those boats are out making hay while the sun shines.
Absolutely, yeah.
Listen, Joe, a real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us. Joe Walsh from Pallona Seafoods Limited here in beautiful Ballycotton. As I say, the sun is shining on us. We are going to hot-foot it, though, back up the road to Castle Martyr.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.